Welcome back to CKCU FM on the Mighty 93.1 on the dial or CKCU FM. You're tuning back into the Namaste Show. Good news for a change. Back in the studio with Jennifer Clark and Rick LeCuyer.
Hello, Jennifer.
Happy weekend.
Yes.
Well, yeah.
Happy Tuesday, Venus.
Yes.
May
Venus transiting.
Be with
yes.
Us always.
So you are our resident astrologer.
Oh.
Now, in layman's terms, yesterday was the lunar full moon eclipse. Today is Venus transit.
Yes.
So a big sort of from May 5th to June 5th was sort of the first marker of 2012's heavy shifting energy.
Very much.
Now, did you feel it? Because you're always happy-go-lucky and out there dancing in the moonlight. So did you feel it?
Absolutely.
I felt it.
Friday was like Thursday and Friday were such downloads. It was just like, okay. And you wake up and you go, oh, I got it. Well, it'll surface again somewhere.
I had to do the
messages. You know, you wake up and it's like, okay, it's clear. Wow, what is?
Right.
Oh, okay, okay, boom, boom.
Yeah, yeah.
And then symbols and all sorts. It's just like,
oh, right
wow.
On. Cool.
Oh,
symbols.
Yeah. Well, which was kind of interesting because I've kind of revamped my email because my old one, I'm not getting anything anymore. So I just went for newer, greener pastures.
Yes.
And essentially this one lady who does numerology and whatnot as well, sends the, she says, you know, right now we're in the triangle of awareness, honesty and responsibility.
Oh,
and,
nice.
And that was on like Sunday, which I got the message, but I got the pre-message on Friday, Thursday, Friday. And it was just like glowing. I'm going like, oh, okay. A triangle. Okay. I'll
nice.
Thank you.
Right on.
So, but before that on Thursday, it was just like codes.
Yeah. Yeah. Codes.
And
you're
I'm going
codes?
Like,
cool.
Yeah, yeah, a whole bunch of codes, and then boom, the right one.
Right, right.
This is the right
was
one.
Was it the 649 numbers or what? That's the code I want.
No.
Take down
but
the number.
Isn't that just wild?
I know, I had
so
to.
Aches and pains and blue and then top of the hill and then quagmired and whatever. It's all good.
Yeah, I know you and Joe and I did the Judy Satori download, the Galactic Council download.
Yes.
From Marlton, New Jersey, and then we did the full moon
Thank you, Judy,
from
yes.
Alpha Centauri.
Yes.
I gotta send her money, you know, because I honestly I do her work every morning. I have to or I can't function.
Absolutely.
I actually I'm told you gotta go do this. Like so there's days I'm cranky, I'm tired, I don't really want to do it.
I know.
And I'm telling you, like, the voices in my head scream, get down there and do it. This is not the time to, like
Wayne.
Stop what you're doing. And I've been trying to encourage people I know because everyone's sort of in a funk right now. And I'm like, guys, you got to go back to what worked.
Yeah.
You can't stop it just because you're tired or, you know, cranky or whatever, icky and all that
Well, certainly staying in that state won't help.
you know when you get in a funk, though, right?
Absolutely.
Like you get depressed or tired and you just want
to
sleep.
That's
you don't
the best
wanna...
time to...
Oh, I
that's
know,
when you have to pull
it's
up
the
your...
best time,
yeah,
but it's not the, the ego's funnest time
no,
to
good.
Get your butt out of there.
I know.
But yeah, no, a lot of
good information, yes.
All last week and then Monday, all relating to letting go big...
Yes.
Big core wound issues.
Well, that's
like the
that's
big
what
dump,
we're here
right?
for.
Yeah.
We are here exactly to just wipe away a whole bunch of slates that have been
over.
Piled up for
Reset.
So long. Because, that's the beauty.
Now, tell us about your wonderful galactic party for your wife's 50th birthday
party.
Oh, I
man.
Saw the pictures
it
on
was
Facebook.
A smash. It was
yeah,
a blast.
Yeah, you were Khan. It looked
was,
awesome.
And thankfully, somebody came as Kirk. Otherwise, I
would have
been crying in the wilderness. But, yeah, no, it was awesome.
At first, I thought you were a Klingon, and then I said, "What is?" The, and then I said, "Oh yes, then Klingon,
yeah,
I get
exactly.
it." Yeah,
exactly. Klingon Yunzing, yes.
Yes.
And we were the house band. So
yes, and how did that go?
Was,
you,
well,
your daughter,
thank you, Jerry, my brother, and my daughter, and
boyfriend
Sal.
Yeah.
Yes. Well, according, if any indications to the crowd cheering and just going madly wild,
oh, wow.
I think
fun?
We did pretty good.
Oh, good.
Yeah,
I'm so
and
happy.
we had to play an encore at a later date as well. So,
oh, nice.
Yeah, it was a perfect match. When you got a band and you got a disco, you know, happening, a DJ, it's wild. It's great. Yeah.
And you had the right theme, too.
Oh, man, yeah.
The right timing.
Yes,
like her birthday was right in that. Is it her birthday actually that time frame?
Yeah.
Yeah, it was right in
there. Well, it's the 24th, actually.
Mm-hmm.
But we settled on the 2nd, which, oddly enough, there is something in this, well, it, with the Venus transit, that's just perfect.
So let's talk about that. So Venus transit today, Venus, the planet, our home planet, sorry, our sister planet, the planet of love, in our
Planet of love, yes and no, actually. Oddly enough, what Venus does, and it's been known as, you know, Inanna, Ishtar, a whole bunch of names different throughout the centuries, it actually emphasizes and mirrors our planet as far as Venus is the closest that looks like our planet, except for the thousands of degrees of temperature because it's closest to the sun. And it actually behaves like it's alive. Literally, the planet does, because it does things that no other planets do in terms of, it's like it's breathing, it's reacting. And the ancients used to call upon it, or as it was coming, it was definitely an omen, because you would actually celebrate in a grandiose fashion, which is happening in England
in
at
England,
this very time. Absolutely. Or, unfortunately, even though Mars is singled out for the wars planet, actually Venus was the one that they turned to.
Oh, wow.
Yes. So what Venus does is really emphasize and amplify our humaneness in all its glory and gory.
Glory and gory,
if you will. So, yeah, as loving and celebratory as it can be, it was always accessed also for the darker aspects of our
Well, every time the Venus
challenges.
Transit has happened, there's been a turning point, like so the French Revolution type of thing. Like
absolutely.
Discovery of this or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
So it's called the spiritual revolution right now.
Yes, yes.
It's a marker.
Yeah, and again, it's to kind of awaken and push humanity into...
Elevating,
hopefully. Like I said, it amplifies. So...
Whatever's there.
Amplify your great thoughts right now.
Yes.
Whatever your heart's desires. But I mean, you know, your heart in an open, loving way.
Right.
Yeah.
Because a lot of people are just in a funky way right now.
Yep. That's right. Yes.
It's funny because today's author, Reverend Dr. Linda DeKoff, she actually wrote a book called The Bridge of the Gods, A Handbook for Ascending Humanity.
Mm-hmm.
The Golden Pathway to Your Highest God Self. So I'm looking forward.
Perfect.
And you know how... I am not that smart. I book things and I'm just so fast at booking, I just don't even think. But it always works out that, like, there's something, you know, topical about
the
book.
You are highly guided.
Saying that
That's
this book on this day is interesting to, we have actually one copy to give away. It's
actually
a lovely book. I didn't read all of it myself. I was only get to chapter 4, but I liked it. She had a lot of really cool affirmations.
Good.
I am the fire and light of heaven, here to express all that I am. And I wrote it down. I'm like, oh, yeah, I like that one.
Yes.
I am the fire and the light, because it represents my training. And anyway, so she's got a lot of neat things, and she's really talking about what is enlightenment. We're going to ask her, of course, on the air in a couple minutes.
Right.
She is she's the founder of the New Thought. Let me get this right. The founder of the New Thought Institute of New York, and she's written many, many books on the topic. And she's a reverend and a doctor of theology. And anyway, she's quite interesting, and we're going to talk to her about the path, the actual steps, because I'm far away from those. It's so funny, you know, there's a lot of our friends that aspire to... No, but wait, there's a lot of people we know aspire to being ascended. And I'm like, no, I'm just trying to live here well. Like, funny.
Wait, didn't we attend that class?
Well, I think I got kicked out of that class, actually.
No, you remember.
Oh, that class. Oh, that.
Am I a master yet?
Okay, sorry.
Am I a master yet?
That
sure,
class.
Sure, you are.
Yes,
of
That's
course.
An inside joke.
Yeah.
But no, but do you know what I mean? Like, there's a lot of people we know that have that aspiration. And I'm always laughing because they don't really realize what they're asking for. It means you have to heal all your karma in one lifetime. All of it. So that's what Jesus did in the 40 days in the desert. He could do it, but great. He had the help, and he was different than the rest of us. And I'm laughing because people really are calling to it. Like, I know what they're meaning. They're meaning they want to evolve, but they don't really realize all the lessons that they have to get through. Like you know, double exam of organic, you know, chemistry and like physics and, you know, calculus all in one, you know, hour and get go, you know, an oral exam, do it, you know?
Yeah.
And I'm like, wow, just, you know, just be and enjoy and do and see what happens. And, you know,
that's right.
That's my thought.
Be open to the experience.
Because in the shamanic tradition, and again, in particular, the Algonquin tradition, they say when you become enlightened, you come back here because this is heaven. And so you just come back like you're here. And but it's just nicer. It's
T.S. Eliot.
Yeah, you know what I mean?
Yes,
it's not
indeed.
Even anywhere else. So yeah. just a thought, people, for all those people aspiring to
from the point you started
ascend.
To the point you come back to.
We'll
awesome.
Come back.
Yes.
Like, you know that time? Oh, you have to watch this movie. I told you about it before. The Time Machine. No, that's something stupid. Hang on.
Okay.
It's a British movie with three right. guys that end up in a time loop in a British pub.
Okay.
And it is so hilarious that, and it's actually on point, like right. in terms of Doctor Who, like
yes.
the dimensional stuff, like the science of it is on point, and the humor is so British. You know,
okay.
You'll recognize the faces of these lads. They're younger guys, but they're famous comedic.
Okay.
Anyways, excellent. Time travelers. I think it's called Time Travelers.
Mm,
and
check
they're
it
just
out.
They're just
sure.
they're in a pub, and all of a sudden one guy goes to the bathroom in the door. And it comes out like the door. Yeah. It's just crazy.
Excellent.
And it's so funny. It's so funny.
Good,
so we're going to play some music. We're going to play some Flying Muses. Willow's Muses. Diane Larrabee and Lisa Prevost.
Yes.
Their track called Upward. Do you have a community announcement?
Yeah. No. Like I said, my emails are devastatedly gone.
Right.
But yeah, we're hoping that the Cosmic Pathways went well.
We hope so.
Yes,
yeah.
Yes.
I didn't go. I
yep,
was busy. You were busy.
Yeah,
so I'm sure it was busy as well.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Good.
All right. Stay tuned. Welcome back to CKCU FM on the 93.1 on the dial. You're turning back into the Namaste Show. Good news for a change. That was Willow's Muses, a local band, Diane Larrabee and Lisa Prevost.
Yes.
Singing Upward,
mm-hmm.
Very spiritual
very
song.
Good.
We're very happy to have met them and play
yep.
their music regularly.
Exactly.
So we're so happy to have for the first time on our show Reverend Dr. Linda DeKoff, who is the author of Bridge of the Gods, a handbook for ascending humanity, a very apropos book to talk today about
yes.
the Venus transit and the lunar eclipse we just had. She is the founder of the New Thought Institute of New York and a celebrated author of many spiritual books. You can check out her work at newthoughtinstitute.com. Welcome, Dr. Linda.
Hello?
Hello.
Hi, Jennifer.
Yes, hi.
It's actually newthoughtinternational.com.
Okay, newthoughtinternational.com. Welcome, Dr. Linda.
Thank you. Thank you. Upward is a very appropriate theme.
Yes. So tell us about your book, The Bridge of the Gods. I was able to read a few of the chapters, and I really enjoyed all the wonderful quotes and the thoughts. From a layman's standpoint, tell us from your perspective, what is ascension, and why should people be on that path, even they're on it anyway? They don't know it.
Yes. Well, ascension, to me, really means the conscious raising of one's own thought, mental, emotional, and spiritual bodies, so that you're moving in the upward direction internally of connecting with the infinite, the all, the supreme divine identity, which everyone really is, and the center of that is within all. You know, God is within all and all-pervading, and through certain techniques, as we raise our consciousness about ourselves and about life, about manifestation, about all that the earth challenges are about, we arrive in literally the kingdom of heaven on earth. So to me, ascension does not mean, you know, taking off and going off in a spaceship.
Right.
You know?
Darn.
Some are wishing, though. But
maybe that will happen. But the point is that Earth, our experiences on this plane of existence really offer the opportunity for the spiritual being, the soul and spirit, to apply the higher principles, laws, to their everyday practical experience. In that way, if done according to the highest and the best, one can transform one's life and see the results of your consciousness right in front of you. So Earth is the great playing field.
Yes.
Right.
You know, where we get to develop a consciousness, demonstrate better for ourselves, and when we do, it really isn't so much that, you know, we're demonstrating the outer, although inner, you know, as within, so without.
Mm-hmm.
So inner conditions do produce absolutely and scientifically the outer on our life, what we're drawing, attracting, and so on. But the main goal is that you discover who you really are, you know. And for me, those who come from heaven, you know, highest mind, highest consciousness, however you develop, you know, however you think of that highest original cause in your mind, mm-hmm. before Abraham was, you know, I am, that I am, that I am, pure identity that all the mystics speak about, you know, the more that's developed in you, the greater automatically your outer demonstrations are going to be. But the point is that you discover in this life, not later, not sometime after, but right in this life, mm-hmm. the divine being that you are, and that you bring it out and live it in your everyday life, in all the circumstances that beset the human being, from, you know, the greatest joys to the greatest sorrows. The divine is present.
So it's really bringing the person into relationship. So when there is a challenge or a tragedy or the traffic jam or the kids are screaming and all the sort of the chaos of our physical world, it's someone can keep connected. And that's really, you know, your book is, you know, I think it's actually a really easy to read technical book, and I say this with
good,
a compliment.
Yeah. Yes.
And I hope it's understood that way. Because no matter where you are, I could see how, you know, a beginner could pick up this book and understand you, but also could someone like a yogini on the path that's trying to understand her journey more. So
yes, that's right. Well, you know, truth never changes.
Mm-hmm.
It is what it is, and people may express it differently. So what I have found, there's a lot of great books and teachers, but my particular strength, I think, is to empower the person to transform right there, then and there in their lives. And to, you know, most people, before they come into some acquaintance with consciousness raising or higher understanding, they really believe that they are their experiences.
Right.
They confine themselves to that idea of themselves, and therefore, you know, you live a life as a victim if you believe that you are
right.
and you have no choice, and you never get out. And so you spin around that karmic wheel, always thinking that you are that. But when, as you develop consciousness, and I think the most two important things for your ascension, you know, to realize is that you are the totality of divine love. And all power, there, you know, only love has the power to beget life,
mm-hmm.
to regenerate it, to continue it, to manifest all the virtues of divine love, you know, courage, peace, bliss, capacity, ability, all the transformative qualities are in divine love. And at the same time, there is divine law. So there, one needs to come to understand that there is no power out there. Consciousness is all there is. So what we are thinking into or about a situation is, you know, is the law of our life.
Mm-hmm.
And as I believe, so I receive.
Mm-hmm.
And as I think, Descartes says, you know, well, Descartes
so
says,
am.
I
yeah.
think, therefore I am. But
yeah. mm-hmm.
this is the thing of consciousness, and consciousness isn't brain. Brain is an instrument. Consciousness is infinite.
Yes.
Consciousness mm-hmm. is all-pervading. So what I think about a situation, what I put into it, and if I'm connected with my higher self, my God self, the infinite and the all, I will always be thinking truth, love, peace, victory, courage into a situation. And what is so great about raising to know that, you know, I'm not just, you know, dust to dust. I am infinite, eternal being, you know, in this world but not of it.
Mm-hmm.
Bringing myself to, you know, better the world, better my own experiences, whatever person's personal quests of development may be, when you know that you have the entire power of the universe backing you and that you may refer to it at any moment and give thanks to this great power that produced all of life for whatever it is that you want, knowing that this power is complete and perfect and whole and missing nothing, lacking nothing. You know, it ordered the planets, it brought the universe into being. No matter what you call it, this original cause, which we all emanate from throughout time and space, you then don't have to know yourself. You know what I mean? Your
mm-hmm.
your small self, the one that's
right.
struggling and grappling and says, I can't and I don't know how. All you need to do is say, well, that's maybe how I feel.
Mm-hmm.
But I know there is that in me which is greater. You know, don't suppress feelings. Say that's how you feel. But always finish it with, there is that in me which is greater, which is knows how, which is guiding me, which is directing me. And then, you know, the answers will come. They'll drift in. And there's a chapter on, you know, living in divine living by divine intuition, or living by the voice of God in you. And what I mean is those still small, you know, those still quiet things that, or sometimes they come like a, you know, a big lightning bulb in your head,
mm-hmm.
you know, oh yeah, that's what I should do, or this is what feels right. So you learn to live by the higher that exists. You know, it's like electricity exists, but unless you plug into it consciously, you know, move that plug into the circuit, it's not going to work for you.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
So that's why they say that, you know, the yogi raises, meaning all of us,
mm-hmm.
you know, his or her self through conscious effort.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, And for me, the most important thing, you will really get everything if you understand that the power of powers, the power of life, the power of overcoming, the power of transcendence is divine love in you, that perfect heart in you.
Yes, but Dr. Reverend, do you feel that that's what's happening right now at this time, on this at this very moment on
the
planet?
Well, I think that's a very good question, Rick. I think that, you know, people are at a point, you know, whether it's governments or whatever it may be, where the world manifests a lot of division in thought, and people do not give up easily because they fear loss. They fear loss of power. They fear this and that. No matter how sophisticated the act may seem, when you cut it all down to the simple thing, you will just see that those are people who feel separate, our systems. And so people, everyone knows within their heart of hearts somewhere what is, you know, right action about a situation that will benefit everyone and yourselves. But people have a tremendous layers of fear, fear of loss mostly.
Yeah, it's always hard to let go, right?
To let go?
Yeah.
And so, you know, they'd rather stay with the agony that they have or the stuckness that they have than take a chance on the greater. And yet, when one does, you know, a whole new world of good opens unto you, and you see that what you thought was the way to prosperity before, you know, holding on, grabbing on, being Midas, you know, dog-eat-dog world, fighting one another, is not it at all.
Mm-hmm.
And so that is exactly the opposite, that when you release and make choices, you know, that at least to your best, you know, idea, produce the best benefits for all, you automatically, by the laws of the universe, which supersede human law, you know, and will, you know, nothing will get better till you do what the universal law of love and all-inclusiveness includes.
Mm-hmm.
And the more inclusive your thought about a situation, like when businesses get together, and, you know, the thought, the think tank gets together, they should contemplate what will bring the best results.
For everybody.
Mm-hmm.
For everyone. And when they do that, and the right choices will come in, and the entire business will be like a rose, you know, it will just flower by means of the new decision that is harmonious with the great whole, with all of life, with all of divine principle.
But Dr. Reverend, on the ground floor, the grassroots, the one individual might see it as, or not even think or be aware of it at that level. So,
yes, they may not, and that's unfortunate, you know. And growth comes to each one individually, you know.
Yes.
People are at many, many different levels on this plane of existence, and as a collective body, you know, all the nations, all the countries, all the peoples, etc., the collective body sometimes seems to work very, very slowly as it sorts out values. Consciousness, you know, the mass consciousness.
That's right. Yeah.
Works slowly. But when you reach the, through the struggle of the personalities with the higher consciousness, which is always compelling and moving us, so we can only hang on so long before something's going to happen that moves us to go further. That's just the way it is, you know, because the impulse of all of life is to move forward. So people may stay stuck in their stuff on a collective level, but when the collective reaches, it's like a heat point, when it reaches 51% only is necessary to tip the entire thing. You know, the story of the elephants going around in the circle, you know, when it's broken and a mass amount of consciousness agrees that, you know, we should do this for one another, it takes place throughout the entire body.
Right. So Reverend Dr. Linda, if we can interrupt, we'd like to ask some questions about the book,
yes.
The Bridge of the Gods. We have a copy to give away to a lucky listener here in Ottawa. First come, first served. We have one copy to give away. Send me an email to jennifer@jenniferclark.ca. So in the book, you actually outlined 12 sort of steps, I would call it, or processes towards sort of the ultimate ascension process. Hmm. Is the 12 significant to astrology? Because, you know, the 12 is such an important number. I'm just curious if it just happened that way or if it was intentional.
Well, I'm very familiar with astrology, but the steps that are in there are sort of like, you know, the process you have to go to. Like, you can't get to B until you do A.
Yeah.
Yet you can demonstrate greatly within any step that you incorporate, and these steps can be redone redone. That's the practicality
good
of it.
Okay.
So, you know, for instance, in the first chapter, really deals with curing the case of mistaken identity. You know, every time we say "I am," we're either thinking "I am," you know, my limited identity at this point, like "I'm Linda, the oldest of seven children,"
right.
"I
yes.
do this, I do that," or we are relating with the universal "I am," that "I am," you know, the light of God made manifest, "I am divine spirit," and so on. So the "I am" language within us needs to come to the purity, and it also deals with the great concept of unity. We must realize that we are one with the whole. You know, each one of us is. Otherwise, no one could communicate with each other whatsoever.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
So there is, you know, there is this force that unites us all at the root. So we're one at the root, yet we're unique manifestations, each one with a rainbow, you know, God's rainbow.
Yep.
And with a unique something to contribute, to express, to develop through this life. And when you take that very conscious attitude, then you're much better in life. And then it moves you up. And throughout the book, it moves you up from there into certain ways of living more divinely. And one of the things that's very important to me and why I wrote this book is, as I say, the practical application, practical mysticism. So it's no good to know the truth if you're not applying it. You
right,
know?
Right.
Yep.
And so every chapter has a very soaring, very powerful meditation at the end, so that after you have read it, you know, and also the chapter will likely contain a spiritual, a thought exercise, so that you can transform literally as you're reading the book, that it's happening as you're reading, and it's easy. And so, for instance, you know, one of the tools, well, going back to the meditation, this is the way that we ground something very deeply in our soul, you know, through a meditation where it's almost like a living experience internally, where you make the transformation within, and you come out of that through with a tremendous realization about it, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And then those are very important for, like, sealing the change within oneself, you know. So every chapter has that of the 12 chapters. And the 12 chapters go from the awakening, you know, from your real identity, to the promised land. And what is, through the process upward, you know, what is the promised land? Well, on the earthy plane, that is your goals and aspirations that you've always wanted to do and was never able to have a way to overcome the obstacles, the beliefs, the obstacles that's only stood between you and it.
So you have a small bucket list and you have a big bucket list, right?
small and big. And, of course, on the higher level, you know, the higher level, promised land is the attainment of your divine nature and reality.
Indeed.
And once you're there, you have everything. You can manifest in this world with ease because you're living transcendent at all times. You know, all times divinely connected, one with the all and in the all. You have a different awareness. You know that your good is. You know that it exists. there is no negative left in your thought.
Right.
So the book, on the practical level, you know, there is no, there can be no change on the outer without change within. Everything mm-hmm. is within out.
Yes.
As within, so without. So very practically, for instance, one of the tools is making a new choice. Now, mm-hmm. this takes determination. So if you are willing to self-observe and you've realized you're not your problems, you're not the stuff, they happened, yeah, they did, but you're not it. Mm-hmm. Your life is not consigned to repetition.
Yes.
You can move out of it. And indeed, that's the whole idea. So if you are willing to self-observe and you're saying, you know, gee, I notice I'm getting off, you know, divine love, you know, doesn't blow up at my neighbor, for instance.
Right.
So let's say you did, and you do, and it's a tough thing for you, or there's somebody you're particularly extremely angry at, and you just never want to let that go because they deserve it, you know,
yeah. Yeah.
in your mind.
Mm-hmm.
And so you say, okay, I'd rather have God's love. I'd rather be the love of God. I make this higher choice. So next time I encounter that person and I feel the, you know, the thunderous rage arising in me, I'm going to notice that that is happening, and I'm going to commit to do, say, think, feel a new divine thing.
Yes.
And I do have little, you know, provocative questions for the reader that can help them, you know, trigger the new thing. And commitments are very important. So you say, well, what could I do in the place of this if I were really being my divine self, my self of love? And that's the most important thing to me, not my petty angers and so on. What would I do?
Mm-hmm.
Well, maybe I could find something to praise about that person. Maybe I could even, you know, change the subject. Maybe I can make a statement of faith to myself, you know, make an affirmation when I'm in doubt. You know, the spiritual antidotes are the opposites. So, of course, the opposite of anger would be, you know, love, kindness, finding some link there. You know, you don't have to go and have dinner with a person.
Mm-hmm.
This is an internal thing.
Yes.
Which mm-hmm. releases both of you karmically.
Yep. Which, when you consider, you could be, you know, you could be driving your car, you could be at school, and there's bullies, you know, there's all sorts of situations where that is.
Forgive them,
yeah.
Yes, and there's many tools that God doesn't need forgiveness. You know, we humans need forgiveness. They need these tools. They need choice. They need commitment. They need, you know, tools to transform, to perfect the self.
Mm-hmm.
And the feelings, you know, once you release a karmic bond, and I'm very much into permanent healing. I'm not for a Band-Aid, but, you know, that's not complete.
Yep. Yep.
So when you make a commitment to a new thing, you will see that, you know, that person where there used to be, or situation where there used to be terrific anger, let's say, or fear, you now have established the path of faith. So every time fear comes up, you can choose to say, there's that fear again. I am going to choose to affirm my faith.
Right, so, which is essentially, is you're almost forgiving yourself for that thought process, because that person is aware, unaware, and it could be
But it could
in
be your
mind.
Own stuff, too.
That's
about
what
a situation.
I mean. Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
I can't. You know, how much, you know, the great masters all say I can,
mm-hmm.
you know, meaning the great I am can. So we may say I can't, and so we have to consciously heal to say I may feel that I can't. You know,
right,
you
exactly.
don't recognize, but don't give it power.
That's it.
But I know there is something that can. Or when you're in doubt, you choose consciously to make some statement of faith. You know, faith is the opposite of doubt, you know. And all of these tools that are in the book help you move from a state of separation, which is the one and only cause of all pain that is,
mm-hmm.
in the many different forms, no matter what it is, when you are know, you know, that you are one with the all, you can no longer hold on to, you know, that person over there is my this, my that, or, you know, that situation I can never, you know, I can never fix, you know. And so there is always an answer present, but it takes the, and when you do make the change, you get the demonstrations you always wanted. So don't work on the outside first. You know, do what is reasonable to help God help you to make any kind of manifestation. But, you know, meditate and pray a lot to move to the next level about it, because you don't want these karmic bonds.
Mm-hmm.
You don't want to be dragging these dead bodies around on your back.
Well, there's like a lot, there's a lot of meditation happening, and it's growing, definitely, but I'm sure that within a few years we're going to see an exponential number of people meditating, right?
Oh, I believe we will, and I'd say that life is a living meditation.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
You know, after you've practiced, contemplation also is a tremendous method. Contemplating a divine idea, let's say like, God is joy, I am joy. You know, there's no sorrow in God.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the infinite moves along doing its thing, regardless of what humans are doing, you know. But when you join with it, and getting rid of negatives, ideas, favorite obstacles, you know.
I think it's great, like you said at the beginning, it's fixing our amnesia.
Yeah, you know, the amnesia.
We've never been alone. We've never been alone.
Not ever. Wouldn't have breathed the breath.
Isn't that great?
Yeah, you know, you're sustained by divine breath.
Exactly.
You know, every moment.
Yeah. Yes, indeed.
So how to think that, you know, that we are separate and people feel that. But, you know, you can ask the divine God, you know, however you want to say it, for whatever you want. You know, whatever you want, move in and then move into peace about it, and you will have it. Whether it's to cure a world, you know, cure a huge problem, a tiny problem. I say, take God with you, or take the infinite with you. That is all love.
Yes.
You know, wherever you're going shopping, you're looking for something, you know, take God with you.
For sure.
You know, help me find the right thing. You know,
on sale.
You know? And making decisions, take God with you. This is where you begin to live in a one ear to heaven all the time. So you're always in a meditative state. You're very actively.
Yeah.
It doesn't mean passive in the world. It means very actively asserting into the world, you know, from the divine in you. And, you know, to remember that only love has the power of life. And when I say love, I mean, you know, the many names of God, right?
Yes, absolutely.
Which are all life-giving.
Mm-hmm.
And a question that I do put in the book, I think it's in the book, but what a person can often ask when they're stuck, you know, is to say, if all I ever knew was love, what would I be expecting here?
Mm-hmm.
If all I ever knew was love. You know, not everyone is fortunate enough to be born into a family that is loving, high consciousness, and so on. But you think of, you know, great personages, mystics, who live in the high, and we don't mean psychic, we mean mystic, which means consciousness of oneness with the divine. You know, look at the persons who have that consciousness, who live in faith all the time, not in, you know, something external from themselves, but within and all surrounding, you know, they demonstrate transcendent miracles. We want to be those people. We don't want to be pushed to the edge to realize, you know, there's a story of the mother, the piano falling on the child, and the mother lifts it off the child.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
These great powers are in us, but we don't use them because we're you know, stuck and hypnotized, literally, by the mind of the time, the collective mind of the time, you know, there's a recession now. Well, you know, there's a this now, there's a problem now. I want to say, in God, there is no recession. So there is never, not perfect supply available at all times. It's what we're doing with it.
Yes.
You know?
Yeah, realizing we have access to it.
That's right. Mm-hmm. So the person, the mystic, who lives, living transcendent means to live free of the influence, which is like the wind. You know, one day it's this way, it's that way. Truth never changes. It's constant. So universal principles are constant. The energy, the substance of the universe, which forms into the things that your thought, you know, desires. Let's say, you know, you're giving thanks for a perfect ice cream.
Right. Yeah.
You know?
Sure.
You just have a yen for that. Well, everything, and you accept that it is already internally, because you know that everything that you desire exists. So then you, you know, you suddenly, you know, think of a store. Well, it's like everything is forming at the moment for you. The substance of the universe becomes the thing you are thinking. So, you know, if you know that, you know that there is this power that moves before you and gathers everything necessary for the whatever that you are desiring.
And that happens every instant.
Right.
Every instant. Whether it's a home,
yes.
You know, and there's no limit. So someone says, well, but I don't have enough change to buy the ice cream. But God says, you don't need change. Trust in me. My the ways are infinite. So we don't condition the ways of manifestation. Mm-hmm. We just know that it is, and we do what comes to us to do in peace, knowing that I have that ice cream.
Yeah, but we have been putting limits on ourselves for a great millennia.
Well, we've been used to it. And
yeah,
say that
that's the conditioning, definitely.
It's a conscious effort. It's conditioning.
Yeah.
But conditioning doesn't mean that it's true.
That's right.
You know, so someone may feel that I have nothing, but is that the truth? Which is another question one can ask myself. I feel this, but is that the truth? So you have to be willing to look outside yourself, look into the greatness of the universe, of God, you know, look into the greatness of individualities,
yes,
who have manifested great things, you know, that you admire.
Which are seemingly almost out of nothingness as well.
And yeah, well, it is always
yep,
out of the nothing, but there is no nothingness.
Exactly.
It's just that it's invisible. It's an invisible process.
Well,
we don't
if anything,
see
nothingness is everything. So that's
yeah,
the
that's
beauty.
Right. The nothing is, there is no black hole. There is only the allness.
Exactly.
You know?
I love it.
You know, it's like no one sees,
mm-hmm,
you know, and people really need to get this, that, you know, when you plant the rose seed in the ground, you don't see all the divine processes that go on there that
yep,
eventually manifest that beautiful rose for you to admire.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
So when consciousness is working on something, that's that seed within. So how do we, you know, nurture it? We water it with loving thoughts. We declare we know that it is even before we have seen, because we know it's an infallible process. And if we nurture it through highest thought, through love, and through whatever, you know, if you could imagine caring for a rose while it's in the ground,
mm-hmm,
watering it, you know, attending to it, putting the right vitamin, you know, soil vitamins in there to help the growth along, then, you know that you are doing the right thing.
Well, Dr. Reverend, yes, I think that's great.
A great metaphor to end our conversation today,
yes,
Reverend Dr. Linda.
Unfortunately,
we are out of time.
Rick and Jennifer, it's such a pleasure to speak with you. And I just know the person who gets this book
yes,
is going to get terrific transcendence through it. And may I just add my website?
Please.
If people want to, if you want to know more about the book, please go to http://revdrlindadekoff, D decoff.com.
Wonderful.
Thank you so much, Dr. Linda. Thank you for taking the time.
Namaste.
Oh, thank you.
Good luck
with the book. Appreciate it. Thank you.
All right, thank you, Rick and Jennifer.
Namaste. Okay, bye.
Bye-bye.
So we've got one copy to give away today. Lucky listener, send me an email to Jennifer at jenniferclark.ca. You will have to pick up the book here at CKCU during normal business hours.
You bet.
Thanks for spending another afternoon with us. We're here every Tuesday from 12 to 1. Stay tuned for more community programming here at CKCU.
Are you searching for your life's purpose? Are you seeking and cannot find? The answers lie within you. Jennifer Clark is a spiritual success coach who assists you in discovering your passions and true life's purpose. As an intuitive coach, Jennifer Clark helps you to map out success strategies that allow you to divinely create your goals, dreams, and desires. As the first professional spiritual teacher and angel therapy practitioner certified by Dr. Doreen Virtue, Jennifer Clark offers enlightening consultations for personal and professional growth. To learn more about her dynamic work, visit www.jenniferclark.ca. Jennifer Clark, spiritual coaching to awaken your soul.